Hi, I'm Joanne Butler with a little secret for getting rid of those nasty gnats, fruit, and house flies in your home this time of year. It's this baby, Zevo Flying Insect Trap. You know, it only takes 1 week for two fruit flies to become 500. I know because I had them last summer and it took forever to get rid of them. I used this and they vanished in just a few days. But now I stay ahead of it. I do one in the garage, one in my pantry. If they're active, I keep one where they congregate. For me, it was my kitchen here. How it works, you just remove this sheet from the adhesive backing, click the disposable cartridge right in place, plug it in, and it has this smart blue and UV light and a trap and lock technology that lures, catches, and kills 99.9% of bugs trapped. And by the way, you never have to see them thanks to this patented curved design. When it's full, you just lift the cartridge by the tab right here, toss it, there's no mess, there's no scent at all. It's just easy peasy. This thing is truly amazing. And I check it every 2 weeks and just refill it when it's all filled up. And this helps you just outsmart the bugs in your home 24/7. It's designed to catch houseflies, fruit flies, and gnats. Just a great, safer, easier, I think, alternative to traditional insecticides. And you can find Zevo at most major retailers, Amazon, Target, Walmart, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Zevo Flying Insect Trap. The starter kit here is just $19.99, and a twin pack of four refill cartridges are just $14.99. Now, other things you should do to keep bugs at bay in the first place, ditch the bags and the chip clips. Store food in sealed storage containers, and that goes for pet food as well. In general, you know, don't keep food out for long periods of time. Also, wet garden soil and things like that, keep it away from the house. Also, the garage, don't store trash in there. Those are common hiding places for critters. That's how my gnat fest started last summer, actually. And there you have it, Zevo, you're good to go all summer long.